A jockey from Leominster has just completed a mammoth run across China, 3,140 kilometres, 6 days, running from Beijing to Hong Kong, where he's based. And I'm delighted to say that he's in the studio now. Joe Lodder has joined me and has become... you're the first person to run all the way from the Great Wall to Beijing.
Well, there was a guy in the 80s who ran from Beijing to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And but I'm definitely the first 55-year-old to run from there.
That's young. He says as he's 54. Yeah.
There's not another one who did that. And if we're going on first, yeah, from the Great Wall, because the guy ran from Beijing. But we wanted to make it a bit more iconic and start at the Great Wall, which is pretty amazing place. And then we had some set places we wanted to go through, Beijing being one of them. We wanted to go through the Mount Tai, which is a very spiritual area, particularly for Buddhists. And then through over the Yangtze River, which was an important factor for me because historically it's, it's the third largest river in the world, largest in China, but it's also incredibly important historically. And the bridge that covers, that goes across there, from the Nanjing Bridge, is like, it was the first main kind of main big building or, you know, thing that the Chinese did when they kind of pulled themselves away from Russia. So it's a pretty historical importance. And then the Yellow Mountains are amazing. And we spent 4 or 5 days, maybe, I can't remember, might have even been longer, running through those mountains. And they were pretty hard. We did, in 5 days, we did, I think, 5,000 meters of elevation. Doesn't sound a lot because
it does.
my last challenge, I did 20,000 in five days.
Yeah,
but it felt a lot on the back end.
I can imagine.
We were at about 2,000 kilometers at that point.
So, and what was it for? I mean, presumably this is charity, not just something you got it one day. I thought I'll have a little bit of a run and got carried away.
Yeah. It kind of was a bit to start off with, but the charity, we're running for people who are disabled, and we carried clean shoes with us on our backs all the way, and which represented people in wheelchairs because they have clean shoes.
Of course.
And then we had our dirty shoes for every day, the grime and the grit and the determination we were going through, to represent them and for us to remember every day when it got hard, because we were doing 60K a day, and 60K a day is tough.
Yeah.
And we there was times when we didn't want to do it, but we look at our shoes and we remember, this is for other people.
You say we. I mean, who was we? Who were you doing it with?
So it all started off as me.
Yeah.
and then kind of like 6 months before I was about to go embark on it, I a friend of mine who I ran with in the morning called John Fan, Chinese guy.
Because you're based in Hong Kong.
I'm based in Hong Kong. And I run once a week with him. We have an early bird running club at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I said to him, oh, why don't you join? Thinking he might just come for a little bit. And then a week later, he came back and he said, what happens if I join for the whole thing? I said, oh, that'd be great. And he said, he's the head of sport at a school on the island where I live. Called Tayo School. And he said, can I bring 9 of the students with me who've got problems?
Yeah.
They've either got, some were autistic, some have got learning difficulties, some have got mental health problems, some have just need to grow the confidence. Can I bring these kids with us? And they'll run a little bit and we'll use sport to bring. And I was
brilliant.
Like,
wow, what a lovely idea.
What a great idea.
Yeah. And did it really help them?
It transformed them.
Wow.
I mean, unbelievably transformed them, to the degree where by the end of the run, the last week, we just said to them, you can run as far as you like.
Mm.
And each one ran over 50K each in the day. Like, just easily.
And these kids weren't particularly runners to start with?
No, some of them could hardly run.
That's amazing.
I mean, it was unbelievable. And not only that, they were off their phones. You could just see the friendship that these kids had. Because you think about it, friendship's the most important thing. When mental health issues, when you're in problems, you need friends. Friends are who get you out. And this is, so during the run, it started off as one thing. And then at the end, the main thing for me that came out of it is friendship. my friendship with John, friendship with, I had a film crew came with us and they were amazing. They're doing a documentary on this. And it started off as one narrative, but really changed and became, you know, we all became very good friends. Because you imagine 60 days, all together all the time. There's a big crew.
And going through something pretty tough as well.
Some pretty tough times. Yeah, yeah. And then at the end, everyone's running. Yeah. Like everyone, the drivers.
It is literally
everybody.
A journey.
It was literally a journey.
Literally a journey.
It was amazing.
Yeah. What was the toughest bit of it then?
Early on, very, really tough. You all think it's going to be later on. I did as well. Mm. I really did. The first week.
Really?
The first week, I had some points during it, and I'll explain that. But the first week, literally in the second day, I was injured. I don't know how, why. I've run, you know, I was doing 60K a day, but I've done those like on a normal training day sometimes. Yeah. I don't know why I was injured. And
but then you've got all that ahead of you with an injury.
Yeah, yeah, and the responsibility of all these people. You know, like it's not like we've got a film crew, we've got 9 students, we've got people who've helped fund this, we've got people who are
I'm injured,
donating.
Everybody. Yeah. So
no,
I'm off.
A week in, I can't carry on. I'm in the hospital. Yeah. I went to hospital, I have a scan, the doctors say you cannot run. Literally said that. So I'm like, I'm in bits. And I phone up my masseur back in Hong Kong, who's an amazing guy called Stephen Kerwin. He used to be on the Lance Armstrong team.
Yeah.
And he just said to me, Joe, leave the hospital, go back, ice your feet, put them up. And he said, you just got to keep running. It's not, you are not.
You ran through it then.
You can
much.
Run through it.
Wow.
And you know what? 3 weeks later, I had no swelling. It had all gone. It took 3 weeks. But every time I ran, my legs went down slightly. So it was incredible.
It's pretty hardcore, though, isn't
but
it?
But I trusted this guy. Yeah. He really, if it hadn't been for him, I don't know what would have happened. But yeah.
You said it was charity fundraising. I mean, how much money have you raised? Do you know?
So we've raised so far about £130,000.
Wow.
1.3.
Congratulations.
Million.
That's amazing.
But the aim is 600,000. So we're working on this for over, it's kind of a longer plan, over 2 years. So hopefully the documentary will raise some money.
Yeah, where can we see that? When's that going to be out?
So it's being edited at the moment. It'll go to some of the film festivals.
Yeah.
I think the first one is in March, so we'll have a promo beforehand.
What's it going to be called? Is there a title for it? Run, China, run. He says, doffing his cap at me. Run, China, run.
Yeah, so it's going to be... There is a website called runchina.run.
Yeah.
At the moment, it relates to pre the run, but it's being changed as we talk to relate to the documentary.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so there's that, and we're doing a number of, we'll do loads of different programs through the year.
No, I look forward to seeing that. Yeah. That'd be good. How does, because you're, as you said, you're a jockey.
Yeah.
And we're right next to the Worcester Racecourse. Yeah. Have you had any winners there?
Many winners, yeah.
So how does a jockey from Leominster end up running across China and living in Hong Kong?
So when I was riding, I fundamentally broke my back, and my license was taken off me by the jockey club.
Mm.
So they told me I couldn't run. So I was at that point where, you know, what do I do? I was very lucky though.
And how old were you then?
28 or 29,
okay, so
I was quite young.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was told I was quite lucky because I was able to walk, but a little millimetre here could have been a different matter. So I stopped riding. I started in business fundamentally. And then I ended up moving to Spain. And when I moved to Spain, I got into property.
Yeah.
And then I was there for 7 years and I was offered a job in Hong Kong. Fundamentally,
I went to
Hong Kong with a job. Job didn't turn out very good. You know, I stayed friends with the owner and I just never left Hong Kong. And I've been there now 16, 17 years.
And how is it over?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky, though, because I moved to an island, Lantau Island, and I live in a little village called Wang Tong Village, which is just by the sea. There's no cars. It's a little village, nothing, you know. And we have some amazing people live there. It's a lovely community. I've got the mountains behind me.
Oh, very nice. Great. Not too shabby, is it?
Great for running.
That's not too bad at all. Are you going to be paying a trip to Leominster now you're back?
I'm actually going. My aunt lives in Herefordshire.
Yeah.
So we're actually going on Wednesday.
Okay.
So we'll go up there to see her, go through Leinster.
Are you going
to
take the car or are you going to run there?
No, everyone says that. You're going to run. I'm going to run. And I've also got friends from there who are still there. So we always drop by. Every year I go back there and just say hi to everybody.
Fantastic. Well, look, congratulations on an amazing feat.
Thank you.
It's remarkable. And like you said, more to come. So, I mean, remind us where we can see all the stuff and find out more about it if we
want. Well, the website, and it's being changed at the moment, there's one called runchina.run.
Yeah.
And on there, you can, on my social media, there'll be Joe Lodder. I think it's Joe Lodder. J-O Lodder, L-O-D-D-E-R. And yeah, there's quite a lot being changed as we talk at the moment, because obviously we did the run and then we're coming after and coming out of it now. So, yeah.
Well, look, let us know what else is in the pipeline.
Yeah.
And
thanks for having me on.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait to see the film.
Yeah,
and
maybe we can run together one day.
Yeah, probably not across China. a couple of kilometres, perhaps.
It was the people are amazing in China.
But it is, isn't it? We were saying before that the Oasis was on. You have this kind of idea of what a place is going to be like, and of course the reality of living there and day to day is, you know, it's going to be.
As I was running, people just joined me.
Yeah.
We probably had 30 or 40 people running with us at one time. Not all the time, but sometimes, you know, they just...
Yeah.
We'd come down from the hotel and sometimes there's just people in that lobby
waiting for
us.
A run.
Yeah.
That's keen, isn't it?
Yeah, incredible.
Joe, lovely to meet you, mate. Thank you very much. Lovely for having a chat. That's Joe Lodder, who has become the first person to run all the way from the Great Wall in Hong Kong to Beijing. And we'll hopefully find out more about it with the film, which comes out soon. It's BBC Hereford and Worcester. It's 12:33.